Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. My name is Alice Marie, and I facilitate on every Monday. Thank everyone that's here and those who may come later. Give honor to God who is head of our lives. This is the day that the Lord has made. We all will rejoice and be glad and happy in this day. We all will have a blessed week. So this morning, while your phones is on mute, as I pray, when you hear something, you need to throw names out or just agree on, feel free to do that while you're on mute. And also, later, you know, we'll be getting prayer requests. And feel free, if you want to pray, when I ask you, when you give your name and prayer request, it's a testimony or just something you want to share. And if you're not able to pray, just say listening. If you're willing to pray, then just give your name and you'll be called. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, Lord, giving you glory and honor, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Just thanking you for who you are in our life and the part you play in our life, Heavenly Father. Father, we pray that you continue strengthening us, Lord, and those who don't have strength, Lord, strengthen them, Lord, giving us peace, Lord, giving us patience, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Heavenly Father, we just ask you to continue speaking to us, Lord, and those that doesn't hear it can't hear you, Lord. Speak to them, Lord, that they be able to hear you, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just ask you to continue showing us grace and favor and mercy. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. But we ask you to be praying for those that's out there right now, Lord, who may be calling out to you for help for whatever the situation might be, what they in need of, Lord. Lord, go to them, Lord. Answer their prayers, Heavenly Father, their cry, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Heavenly Father, we're praying for those that's in the nursing home, Heavenly Father. Those that in the nursing home that don't have family, Lord. No, family is not always good because we're all a family, Lord, in your word. So put someone in their life, Lord, to feel that void of loneliness, not having anyone to visit them. Lord, oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray for those that need deliverance, Heavenly Father. Deliver them, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Father, we're praying for the backslider. Oh, yes, that they hear a word to bring them, and it will turn them back to you, Lord. So there's nothing like you, Lord. Lord, you're every breath that we take, Heavenly Father, every step that we make, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 it's all about you. Our life is all about you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we pray that you continue blessing us, Lord, physically, spiritually, mentally, and financially, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray for those that may be thinking suicide or thoughts, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Remove that from their mind, their thoughts, their soul, their heart, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for those that may be depressed right now, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Remove the depression, Heavenly Father. Those that may be stressed out, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Remove the stressness, Lord. Give them peace, Lord, and joy, Heavenly Father. Lord, we're praying for marriages, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. You know everything, Lord. So we ask that your will be done in these situations of marriages, Heavenly Father. Father, we are prayer for businesses, Almighty God. Touch each and everyone on this line, those that been, those that may be coming, their families, their friends that have businesses, Heavenly Father, that it may prosper, bloom, boom, Lord, that it may boom, and the network grow. Mm. Yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Bless the businesses, Lord, that they may receive finances enough further than they expect, Lord, and fill them higher and higher. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we pray that you magnify every good thing in our life. Magnify it, Lord. Magnify. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, Heavenly Father. Father, we're praying for those people that's out there on drugs, Heavenly Father. Set them free, Lord. Those that are on alcohol, that's addicted, Lord. Set them free, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Those that smoking cigarettes, Lord, that want to be stopped, stop them, Lord. Set them free, Lord. Those that need not smoke cigarettes, Lord, set them free, Lord. Lord, for you know people out there with bad hearts, Lord, and all other illness, and they're constantly smoking cigarettes, Heavenly Father. Lord, deliver them from those cigarettes, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. While we come and pray and agree with one another, Lord, in Jesus' name, not our name, Almighty God, but in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Some is in need for one thing, some is in need for another thing, Heavenly Father. Whatever that need may be, Heavenly Father, whatever their heart desire, Lord, Lord, answer their prayer, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we just ask that you continue moving in our life at times when we don't ask and we need to, Lord. We just want to glorify you for that, Heavenly Father, and ask you to continue, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 doing your will in our life and touching us, Lord. Yes, 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 touching us and giving us willingness to do what it takes for us to get where you want us to be, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, you're our helper in time of need. So those of us that maybe need help right now, Lord, help us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Father, we're praying that you move us next in line for a miracle, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. So some of us have been waiting and waiting and waiting patiently because we know you are our on-time God, Lord. So we're asking that you move us up next in line for a miracle, Heavenly Father. And we're praying right now for miracles and blessings, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, for each and every one of us, Heavenly Father. Shower us with blessings. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. But we walk by faith, Heavenly Father, not by sight. So, Lord, we know once we pray, we can start praising you for it, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 and it too will come to pass, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we pray for strength for those who are in need of strength, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Strengthen those of us that need strength, Lord, wherever part in our life we need that strength. Oh, you know everything, Lord, and we depend on you for everything, Lord, because you are our Father, you are our Dad, you are our Lord, you are our Savior, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 and we stand on your word, Lord, on your promises. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And we just want to thank you for being faithful, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. You are a faithful Father. Father, we pray that you continue protecting us each and every day, all during the day, in our lives, Lord, as we travel to and from destinations, Lord, whether it's long, distant, short, distant, around the corner, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And as you continue protect each and every one of us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Father, there is no one like you. There is no one like you. Oh, yes, Lord. And Lord, we just want to ask you to continue working in our life for our good, Lord. And we just want to thank you for loving us unconditionally, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, for never forsaking us, Lord. we praying for the kids that's out there, Heavenly Father. Lord, it's a lot of disobedient kids out there. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We praying that you work in their life for their good, Lord. Change them, Lord. Turn them around, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 those that are going the wrong way. Oh, being disobedient, Heavenly Father. Change them, Lord. There's nothing you can't do, Lord. And we're praying for the ones that get bullied, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Kids go around and bully and fight, Lord. We asking you to fix them problems, Heavenly Father. Correct it, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And strengthen the ones that the kids that being bullied, Heavenly Father. Strengthen their heart and their mind, Lord. Give them peace, Lord. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. Yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for those that maybe having surgery, this, those that are having surgery this morning, whoever they are, wherever they are, whatever state, whatever country, Lord. Lord, be with them, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Be the God, the doctors and the nurses and the checks, Lord, technicians, Heavenly Father. That they do what need to be did, Lord, and if they need any help and guiding them, Lord, guide them, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And whoever's having them surgery today, no matter what time, Lord, give them a speedy recovery, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. God, we just praying for those that do not know you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We're praying that they get to know you, that somebody give them a word, Heavenly Father, to share a word with them that they want, so they thirst for you also, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for the people that, the family that have loved ones that are missing, Heavenly Father. They don't know where they're at, haven't been able to locate them, Lord. We're praying, Lord, that they would be reunited, Lord. And we're also praying for family members who are going through situations where their grandkids or their kids, there's no relationship, Lord. We're just praying that you build a relationship up, Lord, in the ones that are in need of family, Lord, reuniting, Heavenly Father. Lord, you can resolve in anything, Lord. Lord, whatever is hindering them from communicating, visiting, associating with their immediate family, their grandkids, their daughters, Lord, you can restore all that. We're praying for restoration, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 we're praying for restoration. Lord, we're praying for the homeless to have nowhere to go. Let's live it out on the streets, Lord. Lord, place shelter over their heads, Heavenly Father. Someone in their life that got them where they can get shelter. Because you are our shelter in time of need, no matter what the situation is, Lord. Oh, yes, you are. Heavenly Father. Father, we just praying, Lord, for the kids while they're in school, Lord. Keep them covered, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, you know everything that goes on even before we do it, Heavenly Father. So we just asking that you continue covering us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Lord, we're praying for the churches, the churches that in need of financial blessings, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And praying for the pastors, the members, Lord. And we're praying, Lord, that those churches that lack of members or lack of people coming, Lord, or some churches don't build membership, they build disciples, Lord. So we just ask the Lord, guide those people that need to hear these words in the churches to the church that they need to be, or whether it's online where they need to be, to hear the word that they need to hear, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. Yes, Lord, there's no one like you, Lord. There is no one like you, Lord. All the victory that we have, victory goes to you, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 yes. And Heavenly Father, I connect this prayer with all the prayers that are praying at this hour, no matter what country, what state. I'm connected with Father who are in heaven. I be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, forgive us and everybody we pray for. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, our power, and our glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Okay, again, thank everyone that's here. And what we're going to do now is a corporate praise. And if there are anyone new, what we do on a corporate praise, everyone going to unmute your phone. We're going to do a praise, so we're not going to ask God for anything at this time. What we're going to do, all come in, and we're going to just praise God for what we already received, what we already prayed for, and we're waiting on what he's done for us or done for anybody else. So I'm new to phone.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. We thank you, God. We bless you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We give you all the glory. You are great and great.
Lord,
we honor you in
advance.
Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We have done in your mighty name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The blood that he shed on the cross at Calvary has set it off. There's no everything that you can ever imagine or think or that we've gone through or will go through. Jesus covered it on the cross at Calvary when he said to his Father that it is finished. It's finished. For meeting every need, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let your fruits of the Spirit flow, Father, along with the hallelujah, the gifts of the Spirit, Father, to reach out and love others, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, God, for desire, discipline, and the light for you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for carving out a time for you this morning, giving you the first fruit of our morning this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for the peace that surrounds, hallelujah, our minds and our hearts and our minds through
thank
Christ
you.
Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God. God, hallelujah, for the blood
glory
of Jesus,
my God.
Hallelujah,
Lord, thank you,
in the
thank
gap
you.
For us right now, God. He is the bridge that,
thank
hallelujah, hallelujah, that binds us closer to me, to God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you right now, God, for your precious son this morning right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven over our lives this day, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. God, thank you right now, God. Because we have the victory in Jesus' name. We are more than conquerors in Jesus' Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Everything we need is in you this morning. Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And that he has risen from the dead because he is Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for your word, Lord. Your word is true. Your word is just. Your word, hallelujah, will stand. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Your word shall not come back to you, but it will go out and accomplish whatever it is that you send it out to do. In the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, because your word says faith is the substance of things and the evidence of things not seen. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that we will trust you with all our hearts and lean not into our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you, Lord God, and you shall direct our path in the name of Jesus. God, everything we need is already in you, in the name of Jesus, on the inside of us, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, let us call for most that strength. Hallelujah, hallelujah. They can, hallelujah, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Right now, God, for the comforter, hallelujah, that will lead and guide to us, all to guide us by the forgiveness of his hands, not our hands, our steps today, Father, in your word, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, teaching us how to love, hallelujah, like he loved, hallelujah, the love that we need. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The anointing that you showed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We are here. We are whole. Nothing missing. Nothing going on. We are above and not beneath. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you right now, God.
All of us.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you have done, the things that you are doing, and the things that you are about to do in our lives, Father. In the name of Jesus. It's already done in your Son, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sound minds in the name of Jesus. Everything that we need from you, God, we already have.
Thank everyone for the praises that have went up. Okay, so right now what we're going to do, I want to share a little info on live a balanced life and expect favor. Songs of Solomon, chapter 1, they have made me a keeper of vineyards, but my own vineyard I have not kept. That's Songs of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 6. Are there areas of your life that are not kept? Because you are taking care of everyone else? If you're always on the go, constantly working on and never taking time for yourself, you will end up stressed out and overwhelmed. And you won't be able to enjoy life the way that God intended. Living in balance of life brings peace, joy and health. The person speaking in Songs of Solomon was glad taking care of everyone else, his family, his friends, his work. He made sure everyone else was happy. But in doing that, he neglected to take care of himself. Are you living like that today? Do you spend all your time on other people, but not any on yourself? Eventually, you will burn out. Decide today to begin investing in yourself. Take time to relax and rejuvenate yourself. When you are refreshed emotionally, physically, and spiritually, you are able to give to others more effectively. As you bring balance to your life, you will begin to enjoy every day to the fullest, just the way God intended. And next, and expect favor. We got to expect favor. We want something, we got to expect it. So expect favor. Psalms 84:11 says, "The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk in balance." So expect favor. What an awesome promise. No good things does he withhold. God wants to pour out his abundant blessings, his abundant victory and favor in your life. In Psalm 8:5, the Bible says that God has crowned us with glory and honor. Another word for honor is favor. In other words, God has crowned us with his favor. He wants you to strive and excel in life. You are a child of the Most High God. You walk in his favor each and every day. Not because of who you are, but because of whom you are, whose you are. You are favored because you are a child of God. And he wants you to be favorite-minded. To be favorite-minded simply means that you are relaxing your faith, knowing that God wants to bless you. The more favorite-minded you are, the more of God's favor you're going to see. Begin to declare that you have the favor of God surrounding you. Knowing God's favor will bring you to a place of peace and victory like you never experienced before. So, just continue. Expect favor. So, Father, thank you for giving us the wisdom to make right choices and bring balance in our life. We make the decisions to put you first in all that we do. We propose to take time to invest in ourselves so that we may be more effective in sharing and giving to others. Thank you for calling us your child and pouring your favor upon every step. Help us to see your hand of blessings so that we may glorify you in all that we do. We receive your favor in our life today, Lord, and thank you for blessing us today so that we may be a blessing to others. Scripture for the week of February the 21st is chapter 6, verse 5 and 6, and it reads, chapter 5 says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength." 6 says, "And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart." So, scripture for February 21st, 2022, is chapter 6, verse 5 through 6. And when we go places, we should always show love. Isn't it important? You know, to show love to others. But sometimes somebody needs to hear that. So God loves us, and so we should always continue ongoing sharing love with others. So at this time, if your phone, unmute your phone and give your name. And if you have a prayer request, give your prayer request at this time. You have a testimony, give that. If you have information that you would like to share, feel free to share that. And as I say, if you're not able to pray, everyone is welcome. If you're not able to pray, just say listening. If you don't want to have to say anything, you can just give your name and listening or not listening. And if you, and it's okay to just listen, but we all agree and coming together, you know, we are family of Christ. We all are family. And when we come together, we just look, we, you know, consider ourselves as friends, you know, circle of friends. And a lot of us have never, we have people out of the country, different states, but we all come together, you know, to and agree and to praise God, give God, worship God, and support one another and what they're trying, that they're in need of, or and to praise God for what they've already received. Be happy for one another. So the lines is open. Give your name and whatever.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. I have a praise, a testimony. I thank Sister Marie this morning for what she spoke on about, you know, taking care of yourself. I am a living testimony to that. I had a ministry that suffered. I had, you know, spiritually, mentally, physically suffered, emotionally, in every way that, you know, that I suffered from that because I was doing everything for everybody and forgetting myself. And emotionally, you know, I mean, it really just, you know, took its toll on me because I was just so weak. I didn't know what to do. You know, a lot of things that I came up against from the enemy from doing that. So I just thank God for her bringing that, you know, point out today. So every morning when I get up, I purpose in my mind to carve out this time, the first fruit of my morning for God, and to pray over myself before I pray for anybody. I'm not good for nobody if I'm not, you know, if I'm not holding myself up to God's commandments, and that I pray for others. You got to pray for yourself too. So I'm a living testimony of that, that this will happen if we are not, you know, balancing life out like we're supposed to, praying for ourselves, you know, gaining the strength that we need to gain, hallelujah, to be in order to do what God is commanding us to do, hallelujah, for our ministry. So I just thank God for you bringing that out, Sister Marie, this morning. And I just, you know, y'all continue to pray my strength in the Lord. And I got a prayer request for this my brother, J.J. Johnson, John Johnson, that I went to go and see the other day, and I can tell that he was, like, really, you know, like, lonely, and he just needed to see somebody to connect with that I knew from the other building over there in Martin House. So I went to go see him in a facility today, and it just really, I couldn't find him at first, and I was about to, you know, just say, well, I'm going back home because he won't answer his phone. But I thank God I still stayed diligently and trying to seek as close as I possibly can where he lived at. And actually, because I didn't give up, I found him. And I thank God that I found him, and I was able to sit and talk and, you know, to him. And we just laughed and, you know, and just joked around with each other because, you know, he was a good brother. He still is a good brother. And I just thank God for that, that showing love. And he was glad. He said, don't nobody come over here and see me but you. No, you're the only one that came up in to see me, Gladys, besides, you know, even my best buddies. And I said, well, I thank God, and I'm praying that, you know, by me being the first one to do it, then more will come, more will follow in the name of Jesus. They will follow to come and visit you because it can be a very lonely place when you're in a place where you don't know some, you know, have somebody that you're familiar with or brother and sister that you're familiar with, because a lot of people in there, they have their own issues, Alzheimer's or whatever it is that it may be. But just somebody coming by, God strategically putting somebody in their path to connect with them. So I just thank God for that. And I will be listening this morning, and prayer also for me and all of us, my continual strength in the Lord, and be committed and dedicated to what God says, carving out time for him first and praying for ourselves before we, you know, so we can have the strength that we need to do what we need to do for others in love. Amen.
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Althea listening. Midnight Dreaming.
Good morning.
Good morning, this is Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm listening. Good morning, this is Lois, and I'm listening.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. This is Darlene, and I must share something this morning. This is just such a powerful thing that God did. And as I was listening to Sister Marie this morning in the prayer about you're next in line for a miracle, and many times we thank God for the miracles, the signs, and the wonders that follow us. And so yesterday, after I went to church, I had gone to Word of Faith, and then I went to my sister's church. They had a program at Pine Baptist Church. So I came home, and I said, well, let me just go up to the park because it was nice and warm. And I said, let me just get a little jog in. So I went up there, and I jogged. And usually I have my phone because it counts my steps. And so after I get through running, I take the phone out and stop it and put it back in my pouch. Well, after I took my phone out, I thought I had put it in my pouch, but apparently it was not in my pouch. So I got in the car, and I was driving to the store. I had to go to pick something up from the store. And so in order for me to get the item at the store, I had to look at my phone to get the number that I had ordered online. Well, my phone wasn't in the car. So I asked the guy coming out of the car to dial my number. My phone went directly to voicemail. And I said, well, somebody has my phone. So I went on inside of Lowe's. The lady in there, she called T-Mobile to have my phone suspended because I didn't want somebody using my phone. And I was there maybe 30, 45 minutes trying to get them to find the phone, but they never did. So I said, well, let me go ahead and get my stuff, and I'm going to go back home and get online to see if I can get them to find this phone. But in the meantime, I said, well, let me stop by the park. By the time I got to the park, the gate was down, so you couldn't go inside of the gate because it was getting dark. So I waited for somebody to come out for the gate to go up, and I said, I got to go in here and look for this phone. And as I was driving in, I said, Lord, I said, I need a miracle. So I went on in, and as I was driving, I saw this group of four children. There were four kids coming out towards the entrance because they were coming out of the park. But I went on in, and I walked to the area where I had last used my phone. I didn't see it. So I said, okay, well, let me just go on out and go to the house. Well, as I got near the gate, I saw this group of kids again, and I said, did somebody find a purple phone? And they said, yes, we have your phone, and we just talked to your sister. And I just shouted. I started screaming and hollering. I was just so glad because, you know, when you lose your cell phone, that's not something that you want to try to replace. So I was just so thankful. I said, that is a miracle that all that time that I was gone, and God helped me to connect with the right group of people who had my phone. So I just, you know, I thank the Lord for that. I just took some money out. I gave it was four of them. I gave all of them something. I said, I'm just going to give y'all this money. Thank you for bringing my, you know, hope. They could have said no. They could have kept my phone. But I'm thanking God this morning that I have my cell phone. That's my miracle for yesterday. Hallelujah, Jesus. Everybody give God some praise for that.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm happy for you, sister. Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise your name. Yes. Praise the Lord.
Anyone else have a gave your name that would like to give your name?
Good morning. This is Glenda. I'm listening.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Anyone else? Any newcomers? Anyone else?
I want to put Mr. Booker Hayes on the prayer. He has pneumonia in the hospital. Thank you. And that's a great testimony there, Pastor. Mm-hmm.
Anyone else
have a few. Reverend Lee needs healing, and Deacon Sauter needs healing. Also, Pastor Sheed, he's looking for a church building, so he needs to find a good church building. I think he's in Pakistan, so we want to pray for him, that God will help him and his congregation to find a place for their church.
Okay.
Amen.
I have
this
a prayer request.
Gladys again. I just want you guys to pray for me in finding a apartment to live in. I've been speaking with some people and stuff that's going to try to help me. And I really wanted to say this right real quickly. My finances isn't where they should be to do that, but I'm believing God for a miracle because he owns everything. Even the money is his, that God is going to show me paper. He's going to show me favor with people strategically placed in the way and who that I need him to be in as far as everything that I need to go into that apartment, because I had to throw all of my furniture away, the last place that I was at. And so I'm just thanking God, hallelujah, for grace and mercy and favor, that when this comes around, the Holy Ghost knows where my place is already. So I'm asking you to touch and agree with me on these things. The money is no issue. Just to wait and see when God has everything that I need already.
So I'm thanking God for that in Jesus' name today.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. I have a prayer request. I know a lot of people go to the casinos, and so what I want to do is then a lot of people walk away with plenty of money, so I walk away with no money. So I just would like to pray for those that this weekend that just passed, that those that went to the casino that come back with no money, because nobody's perfect, that God bless them financially, with money, bless them financially, that they can do what they need to do or receive financial blessings. I'm praying for financial blessings for those, no matter what state, what city, for everybody that end up going to casinos, spending money, win money, that thing. So I'm going to pray that they be blessed. I'm praying that they be blessed financially this week.
That they get delivered.
Amen.
Okay. That's fine. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Anybody else?
I thought the phone would be
there. Anybody else? Okay. Okay. Chris, would you like to pray?
Yes, I can pray.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we just worship your holy name, Lord God. We magnify you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we give you all the praise today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we are able to get up, Lord God, and worship you, Lord God. Lord God, we are so grateful today, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you for supernatural miracles, Lord God. Lord God, that you place the things in our path, Lord God, that's meant to do us good, Lord God, today, Lord God. Lord God, to keep us on the right track, Lord God. Lord God, we repent for anything, Lord God, anything in our hearts, Lord God, is not right, Father God. Lord God, anything, Lord God, that's holding us back, Lord God, we repent of those things today this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we bind anything in high places, Lord God, that's trying to come against the will of Jesus Christ in our life, Lord God. We ask you today, Lord God, and every day, Lord God, to be the lamp of our footsteps, Lord God, guiding us, Lord God. Lord God, helping us to make good decisions, Lord God, giving us wisdom, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for our family members, Lord God. We pray for their salvation, Father God. Lord God, we're asking you, Lord God, to keep your hand on them, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the blood of Jesus Christ on each and every family member, Lord God, over our children, Lord God, over their lives, Lord God, every situation, Lord God. We're asking you to tear up every stony ground, Lord God, and make every crooked place straight in the name of Jesus, Lord God.
because we know that you are the author and the finisher, Lord God. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that nothing that we do is in vain, Lord God. But, Lord God, we pray that every prayer, Lord God, reaches you, Lord God. Lord God, with pure heart, Lord God, and consistency, Lord God. We will pray without ceasing, Lord God. We will seek you, Lord God, while we can find you, Lord God. Lord God, you said if we abide in you, you abide in us, Lord God. Lord God, so Lord God, help us to open our understanding, Lord God. Lord God, open our mindset, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us to not have the wrong thinking, Lord God. But, Lord God, help us to think through our spiritual eyes, Lord God. For, Lord God, you are the way, Lord God. You are the way, Lord God. And we need you, Jesus, Lord God, every day, Lord God. Bring solution to any of those long-term problems, Lord God. Those things that we've been praying for, Lord God, and waiting on, Lord God. Lord God, help us to understand, Lord God, that those that wait on the Lord shall be renewed, Father God. So we thank you for your renewing grace, renewing mercy today, Lord God. As we go out about our day, Lord God, cover us with the blood, Lord God, because we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for renewing us, Lord God, for you are our redeemer, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the blood, Lord God, that we are better today, Lord God, on the 21st day of February, Lord God. We are better today. We're seeking you harder and stronger, Lord God, like our life depends on it, Father God. You are the light, Lord God, and we thank you, for Heavenly Father, Lord God, and we just praise you this morning. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Chris, for that prayer. And so everybody heard the prayers that went up. God heard every prayer that went up. And we're going to do a corporate prayer, and as we pray, if you have a prayer request that you didn't give or come to your mind, that you want to put some out there for yourself or someone else, just bring it on in. So right now, everybody come in and just pray for the prayer request.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, Heavenly Father, you heard every prayer request.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
It is finished. Everything
God
that we can ever think of, ever hope to be, everything that is and is to come. Lord, hallelujah. Nothing can come by you, Father, unless you, hallelujah, your son Jesus, unless he, hallelujah, you allow it to, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for our challenge. Thank you for our mission. We thank you right now, Lord, in all things and everything. We give you thanks, God. Thank you right now, God, for desire, discipline, and delight in you. Thank you right now, God, in your son Jesus' name. Hallelujah. For your son Jesus being the bridge to help bind us to you, Father. In the name of Jesus. And nothing can come in by him unless, hallelujah, we got to come through him by him. In the name of Jesus. No man can come unto the Father unless he be, hallelujah, Jesus has something to do with it. So, Lord, I thank you for the victories in the name of Jesus. God, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. I thank you right now, God, for meeting every need. I thank you right now, God, for being the same yesterday, today, and forever. I thank you, Lord, for being our Alpha and our I thank you, Lord, for being our creator, for being our deliverer, for being our shepherd, for being our strong tower. Hallelujah. For being our strength. Hallelujah. Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. For being our shepherd. Thank you right now, God. For being our sanctification. Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We are healed. We are whole. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There is power.
You are our
in the name of Jesus.
There is
power in the name of
Jesus.
Break every chain. To break every chain. Break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There is an army rising up. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank everyone for those prayers that went up. So at this time, we are at the top of the hour, and I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Bungie. And everybody have a blessed day.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you,
amen.
My dear sister. You are doing a fabulous job doing this facilitation and sharing the word and just leading us in prayer. We do appreciate you as you come on Mondays to do God's work. And each and every person who comes, we appreciate your time here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. And I believe today is a holiday. So those who are not going to have to work, who normally work, enjoy your day. Those who don't normally work, enjoy your day. We know that God is always with us, and he wants us to have a quiet and peaceable life. And so, you know, as we obey and serve the Lord, in the book of Job, it tells us that we shall live our days in prosperity and our years in pleasure. So this morning, I make a declaration that each and every prayer that has been offered is sealed and covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them, and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. And I thank everyone for praying for me, for my healing. I am so grateful for just knowing that when we pray, God does great and marvelous things. So I thank you for those prayers for me. And this morning I decree that we have on the whole armor of God, and we are blessed and cannot be cursed. We shall continue to resist the devil, and he flees from us. I decree this morning that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper, and we live in continuous abundance in the name of Jesus. I decree that we live in the kingdom of the blessed, and we receive deliverance and enlargement for our lives. And as Sister Marie was sharing earlier today concerning our scripture of the week, it is in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verses 5 through 6. And we will continue to love God and love one another as God has designed for us to do in his word. Everybody have a beautiful day. Once again, I love you, and thank you for loving me back. We shall come back tomorrow. Bring somebody with you. Let them know what God is doing over here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, this circle of friends. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.